kinds.
Mixed breed.
Okay. Any other terms you use that?
Probably a cur.
Okay. If you got a dog that sort of has a bad temper, and the postman comes around, what are you sort of afraid of? The postman might get
bit.
Okay. I should ask Pat to leave on this one. The animal that you milk is a
cow.
Yeah. What is the animal that you breed to a cow?
The bull.
Okay. Did you ever encounter people that wouldn't say that word in the presence of ladies? You never ran into that.
Not out here. They're all farmers out here.
Okay. You never heard
no.
bulls for. You never heard you never heard any euphemisms
no,
for a bull or anything
no,
like that.
No.
A gentleman cow or
no,
anything.
No, they don't speak that kind of language around here.
Okay. If you have a sort of de-bulled bull that you use for a draft, pulling carts and things like that, what do you call that?
Ox.
And what do you got? What's a working unit of those? Usually don't just use one, you have two. What do you call that?
Oh, that's team.
Team of what?
Team of oxen.
Okay. If you got two of these, or if you got four animals total, you could say otherwise that you had two...
two and two?
Or two, using the word you just used.
Team, you say?
Yeah. Two team of oxen is what you'd say, or?
Oh, I see.
That's what it is. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, two teams.
Okay. Okay, when a bull and a cow get together, they sometime later produce what?
Calves.
Okay. Do you have any terms for the female and the male?
One is a cow, the other is a bull.
No, but I mean of the calves.
Oh, the calves. Oh, well, one is female, one is a male.
But you don't have any terms that you use
no,
to differentiate, okay?
It's just a bull calf and a heifer calf.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. If you have this cow that's about to produce one of these, you could say that the cow is about to...
drop its calf.
Okay. The animal that you ride is a
horse.
What do you call the male horse that you use for breeding?
Stallion.
Okay. The horse has things on his feet if you use him to ride around with.
Horseshoes.
Okay. Did you ever play a game with this?
Oh, yes.
What's the name of the game?
Horseshoe.
Okay. You never heard any other name for it?
I couldn't recall. No.
You don't remember calling it quoits or quoits or anything?
No.
I never heard it either.
No, nothing like that around here. It's all a horseshoe.
Yeah. When you when you're going to use these things on a horse, where do you put them? Where do you attach them to the horse?
Feet, I guess, on their legs.
Okay. Is there a more specific word for horses than for their feet?
Yes. Legs, I guess. About all your legs.
This part.
On your hoof.
More than one hoof is a...
Oh, yeah.
A horse has four...
Four hoofs, yeah.
Okay. What do you call did you ever have sheep? Have you ever been around sheep?
No.
You know what you call a male sheep?
Buck.
A buck, okay. How about a female?
I ain't afraid of that sheep.
Okay.
I don't know my sheep.
Alright. People that do raise sheep, raise them for what?
For lambs.
Well, and what else? It's more common. You shear it.
Well, the wool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of questions there.
There's a lot of them. If you'd like to take a break, we can...
That'll make any difference. Go ahead.
We've just got a little ways to go on this tape. Maybe we should take a short break.
Yeah. Do you think we should take a break now, or we can maybe go on just a little while longer?
Cause
these
are just we could probably
related.
Finish the
yeah.
tank.
What's the general term you have for the type of animal that you feed the garbage to and get pork chops out of?
Hog.
Okay. Is that the term, the general term for any of them? What do you call the little ones?
Pigs.
Okay. What do you call the female?
Sow.
And the male?
Boar.
How about if you have a male that you don't want to use for breeding? What do you want to do something to him? What do you call him then after you've done it?
Castration.
Okay. What do you call him after you finish with boar?
Bar.
Okay. The male hog especially has some teeth that stick out. What do you call those? Real sort of dangerous things.
Yeah, I've heard. I don't know. I couldn't recall on that.
Well, an elephant has the same type of teeth.
Kind of
besides
a husk's teeth hanging out.
What are they?
It's sort of teeth hanging out over the lip.
Yeah, what did you say before that?
A husk's